Coast Radio Newswatch. News, traffic, weather.
Suspended Police Minister Senzo Mkhunu will continue with his ANC duties. The African National Congress has rejected his request to step aside from party duties. Newswatch's Dzakani Mhlongo has more.
Senzo Mkhunu was placed on a leave of absence after President Cyril Ramaphosa established the Madlanga Commission of Inquiry. The commission is looking into claims that politicians, including Mkhunu, have been allegedly interfering with police investigations. It's after an explosive July media briefing by KZN Police Chief Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi. Mkhunu maintained that his directive for the Political Killings Task Team to be disbanded was carefully considered. He denies claims by Mkhwanazi that the decision was driven by detectives uncovering a criminal syndicate with alleged ties to him. ANC spokesperson Mahlengu Bengu says the National Executive Committee has discussed circumstances surrounding Mkhunu's matter. They have decided that he should continue with his responsibilities in the organization while on special leave. The party maintains that Mkhunu hasn't been charged in any court of law and says it will closely monitor developments. Dzakani Mhlongo, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Police say three Botswana women rescued in an alleged human trafficking scam were being lured to Sierra Leone through social media. SAPS spokesperson Amanda van Wyk says the victims, aged between 20 and 23 years old, were rescued at O.R. Tambo International Airport on Friday. She says the victims were promised job opportunities.
The victims were en route from Botswana to Sierra Leone via South Africa and Nairobi when they were intercepted and rescued by members of Interpol NCB Pretoria and the Germiston Serious Organized Crime Investigation Unit after landing at Our Tambo International Airport. A preliminary report suggests the Botswana High Commission in Pretoria had alerted Interpol to assist in tracing the missing victims.
And abroad, Syria's President Ahmed al-Sharaa has arrived in the United States for a landmark official visit. His rebel forces ousted longtime ruler Bashar al-Assad last year. Al-Sharaa is due to meet U.S. President Donald Trump at the White House tomorrow. It's the first such visit by a Syrian president since the country's independence in 1946. On Friday, he was removed from Washington's terrorism blacklist. And finally, Eskom says Coburg Nuclear Power Station Unit 2 is today marking 40 years of safe nuclear operations. Spokesperson Daphne Mogwena says the milestone follows the National Nuclear Regulator's approval on Thursday of a 20-year license extension, enabling continued generation until 2045.
The extension, supported by rigorous safety assessments and upgrades under the long-term operation program, reinforces Eskom's commitment to secure clean baseload power for decades to come while avoiding costly replacements.
The top story, suspended Police Minister Senzo Mkhunu will continue with his ANC duties after his request to step aside from party commitments was rejected. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanye.